They say in those Once Upon a Times about time and a half ago that rabbits did not look the way they do today. Oh, they had those long fuzzy ears, those little pink noses, those little whiskers, those fuzzy long toeses, but rabbits didn't have the little fuzzy bunny buns that they wear today. They say in those Once Upon a Times that rabbits had long, furry, fluffy tails, and they thought their tails were the best thing ever created. Better than squirrels' fluffy tail, better than foxes' fluffy tail, and they stuck their little pink noses in the air, so proud of their rabbits' tails. They were so busy showing off those tails that sometimes rabbits didn't look where they were going. Now, the rabbit was hopping along. There was some place he had to get to. He was hopping and bopping along, hoppity-hop, hop-pop-hop, a boppity-bop, bop-bop-bop, and he was showing off that tail and so proud of it that he kept his nose in the air until he had to stop because he had hoppity-hopped to the edge of a yucky, mucky, irky, lurky, swampy, mushy swamp. And Rabbit thought, oh no, place I want to get to is on the other side of this swamp. Maybe I could walk through the swamp. Rabbit stuck one fuzzy little toe into the mud at the edge of that swamp, and he knew he wasn't walking in that because the mud said, oh no, I can't walk in that, said Rabbit. I might get mud on my beautiful furry fluffy tail. Well, maybe I can walk around this swamp. He looked to the east to see how far it would be. Long way around that swamp to the east. Looked toward the west to see how long it would take to walk that way. Long way around that swamp to the west. And Rabbit realized, same thing the teacher in math class, way to get to where he had to go was a straight line across that swamp. But he didn't want to get his tail all muddy, so he had to do some thinking. And rabbits do their best thinking while they're hopping. So there at the edge of the swamp, Rabbit hoppity-hop, hop-hop-hop. He boppity-bop, bop-bop-bopped until boppity, he felt an idea bop into his brain. And Rabbit called out, alligator! Alligator! And up from the swamp rose a great big gray-green alligator with his tail hitting the mud, whappity. And that gator opened his mouth wide so all those mean, sharp gator teeth showed in it. And that gator said, what you want? Rabbit said, Mr. Alligator, I just came down here to say hello to you today because I knew you'd be all alone down here in the swamp. I knew nobody likes gators, and I felt so bad for you being here all by yourself that I thought I'd just come say hey. Gator said, I'm not alone. I got some friends and family in the swamp. Rabbit said, oh, no, you don't, brother, because nobody likes gators, not even other gators. And I felt so bad about that, I thought I'd just come down here and say, hey. Gator said, I got friends and family living in the swamp with me. Rabbit said, no, you don't. Gator said, yes, I do. Rabbit said, no, you don't. Gator said, yes, I do. Rabbit said, no, you don't. Gator said, yes, I do. And he hit his tail in the mud, whappity, and he opened his mouth wide so all those mean, sharp gator teeth showed in it. And the gator called out, alligators! Alligators! And up from the swamp rose a whole mess of great big gray-green alligators, all their tails hitting in the mud, whappity. And they all opened up their mouths wide so those mean, sharp gator teeth showed. And all the gators said, what do you want? The alligator said to Rabbit, see, Rabbit, here's my family, my friends, my aunts and uncles and cousins by the dozens, all living with me here in the swamp. Rabbit said, oh, ain't that cute? You got a sweet little family, Gator. I got a big family. No, that's a little family. It's a big family. It's a little family, said Rabbit. I know, because see, Rabbit's been multiplying since the first days of creation. You got a little family. It's a big family, said Gator. If you don't believe me, count them. Rabbit said, oh, all right, and proceeded to count the gators. One, two, no, that gator's nose go with the gator toes back there. I think I counted that one twice. One, two, three, no, the gator toes there go with that gator nose up there. I counted that one. One, two, three, four, I can't do it. Brother Gator, said Rabbit, I can't count your family, because, see, they keep wiggling and squirming around in all this mucky, irky, lurky, mushy, swampy, mushy swamp water. And I can't count them. But if you could get them to be still, you know, kind of line up in a straight line across the swamp, nose to toes, bet I could count them for you. Well, the gator called out to his family and friends, line up, nose to toes across the swamp. And the gators lined up, nose to toes, nose to toes, nose to toes all the way across the swamp. And then Gator said to Rabbit, all right, Rabbit, commence to counting my family before I take a bite out of you. Ooh, said Rabbit, I am so scared of you. And he jumped onto the first gator, hoppity. One, jumped onto the next one, hoppity. Two, jumped onto the next ones, hop, hop, hop. Three, four, five, jumped onto the next one, boppity. Six, jumped onto the next one, boppity. Seven, jumped onto the next ones, bop, bop, bop. Eight, nine, ten. And he just kept on hoppity, hop, 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 hopping, boppity, bop, 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 bopping until he had hopped and bopped his way across the swamp. Now, Rabbit landed on that last gator, bop, and he was where he needed to be, on the other side of the swamp. But before he stepped out into that soft green grass on the other side, just to be polite, he figured he'd call back and let that other gator know how many friends and family were in the swamp. And Rabbit called back, 2,929 gators! But that 2,929th gator he was standing on had been laying there a long, long time. And he was kind of tired and grumpy, 'cause see, his nose was sticking out at the edge of the swamp where the soft green grass could tickle in it. Choo! And his toes were stuck in his cousin Gator's nose. And neither one of them was really happy about that situation. So when Rabbit got ready to take that last little leap into the soft green grass on the other side of the swamp, that gator hit his tail in the mud, whappity, opened his mouth wide so all those mean, sharp gator teeth showed. And when Rabbit landed in the soft green grass, hoppity, that gator closed his mouth, whappity, and bit off Rabbit's long, furry, fluffy tail. And ever since then, rabbits have not had long, furry, fluffy tails. You look at any of them and you'll see that all the rabbits have fuzzy little bunny buns to this very day. 'Cause when that gator took that bite, whappity, that was the end of Rabbit's tail, and that's the end of my tails, too.